Welcome to this special Going Beyond Words U.S. broadcast premiere of the Christmas oratorio Nativitatis by Slovenian composer Damjan Muncnik. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, and will guide you through this magnificent choral work that I feel is one of Muncnik's best works thus far. If you have never focused on the creativity of this composer from Slovenia, now is the time to do so. The opening number on this visit was titled Acclamatio, Jesus Christ our Savior, be saluted, for thine is the kingdom and the power, and it was dedicated to the St. Jacob's Kammer Chor and director Gary Graydon. It is presented on their new CD on the chorus label, Et Lux Perpetua. The second piece has to do with the birth of Christ and is sung in German, titled Geburtsnacht, and the text discusses that legendary winter night and how the light was born to humankind. Again, Gary Graydon guides the St. Jacob's Kammer Chor with the music of Damjan Muncnik. the tenderness of the birth of Christ, yet exuding the power of the moment. Music of Damjan Mucnik of Slovenia, sung with great skill and respect. Geburtsnacht. The Night of Christ's Birth, sung by the St. Jacob's Kammerchor with guidance from Gary Graydon. The next composition by this extraordinary composer is the very rhythmic description of the day Christ was born, a text that was used in the Renaissance and Baroque periods. Christus natus est, Christ is born, today the Savior hath appeared. This is offered by the World Youth Choir, and in this case is also conducted by Gary Graydon. This time it was the excitement of the birth of Christ, Hodie Christus Natus Est, with wonderful rhythmic vitality and mastery of melodic genius. The music of Damjan Mucnik, here on this special broadcast of choral music. Stay tuned for the U.S. broadcast premiere of the Oratorium Nivitatis by Damjan Mucnik. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 24th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. 10 years ago, musicians around the world would say, "Damian who?" And then slowly, his artistry began to blossom, and during the last two national ACDA conventions, this young composer from Slovenia has given the world some most engaging and thoughtful choral music. Writer Borut Labernik indicates that in the last few years, Muchnik's style has matured and is now recognized as somewhat neoclassical. All is limited to the essential and simple, executed consistently. The specifics are cleverly distributed, and the flow lies firmly in the conductor's hands. He continues by saying that today his musical sentences are given expressiveness through a sensitive balance of homophony and polyphony and mostly multi-layered rhythmical pulses. There are some colorful motets and masses from this composer that yet can be handled by some of the best high school choirs and certainly most colleges, universities, and community choruses. During his first creative period, Muchnik put a cappella music alongside instrumental music that enjoys a more acknowledged status in today's thinking. Just a few years ago, this genius presented to me a work, Passio Domini Nostri Jesu Christi, The Passion of Christ According to St. John. Going Beyond Words presented the U.S. broadcast premiere on August 18, 2013. Now the honor is here again, presented to us, and this time we take advantage of the CoralNet and ACDA Radio to offer Damian Muchnik's oratorio Nativitatis, the Nativity of Christ. Now choral musicians around the world can listen to and enjoy what should turn out to be an enduring work. How did this all come about? The composer states that the commission of a Christmas-themed oratorio presented an enormous challenge. So much excellent Christmas music has already been written. Moreover, everyone carries within their own perceptions and expectations on what kind of music they wish to listen to or perform at Christmas. The basis for his libretto was taken from the wording of the Saint-Saëns Christmas Oratorio. He wanted the choir to have a main role and logically complemented the existing libretto with words from Christmas motets by Renaissance masters. While exploring and thinking over the chosen texts, he then goes on to say, and I quote, "I started to enjoy the musical images of my Christmas and was growing ever more tangible and clear," end quote. Most of you have studied the approach of Johann Sebastian Bach and how he organized many of his cantatas. That is, there was an opening chorus and a closing chorale. Then movement 2 and 6 were both recitatives and arias, and then, of course, there was a pivotal piece which could have been another chorus. Now that the form is established, the composer conceived the Christmas oratorio in 10 sentences or movements. The first and the 10th movements are related, as are the 2nd and 9th, the 3rd and 8th, the 4th and 6th, and so on. By going to the blog of my website and show 2345R, you can see how this structure is mapped out. The initial prelude for organ and strings is a clever variation of the closing sentence, "Tollite hostias," movement 10. The central part of the oratorio and its continual music axis is the 5th sentence, "O admirabile commercium," where the composer rounds up Gregorian-rooted unison choral thoughts. Also related is the 2nd and 9th sentence, as we hear "Glory to God in the highest," and the crowd joyfully exclaims "Hallelujah." The 3rd and 8th sentence are matched with the soprano solo in the 3rd movement, and it's matched in the 8th movement with some expressions by the tenor. Also related is the 2nd and 9th sentence, as we hear "Glory to God in the highest," and the crowd joyfully exclaims "Hallelujah." Then the 3rd and 8th sentence are matched with the soprano solo in the 3rd, with tenor expressions in movement 8. Axis of the score, the mirror, the central part of the oratorio, is enclosed by the 4th and 6th verse that represent its sound peak. Hodie is filled with cheerful joy, and after a while the repeated rhythms of strings and reshaped chords on the organ develop into a melismic melody for the choir. The sixth sentence is marked by an accentuated rhythmical happening. A dramatic organ intro is escalated by the choir, convincingly putting us in the unrest of today's world. Suddenly, the music shifts to a hymnical melody of the choir, which is richly supported by strings and organ, which invites us to worship the newborn. The intro, "Fear not, I wait patiently for the Lord," "Hodie, O admirabile, why do the heathen rage?" "Laudate, benedictus, arise and bring an offering." This oratorium, Nativitatis by Damian Mochnik, is scored for organ, soprano, and tenor soloists, choir, and orchestra. Tomas Svesik is the organist, Monica Fella is soprano, and Martin Logan offers the tenor. The voices are those of the Slovenian Philharmonic Choir, and they are assisted by the Slovenian Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Borut Šmerkar. This, then, is the broadcast of the United States premiere of Oratorium Nativitatis by Slovenian composer Damjan Mučnik, first heard on ACDA Radio and CoralNet and Going Beyond Words.
Et in dit, 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 Principium in die virtutis tue in splendoribus sanctorum tecum
principium
in die
virtutis. Thank you.
You have just heard the U.S. broadcast premiere of the Oratorium Nativitatis by Slovenian composer Damjan Mocnik, first heard on ACDA Radio and Choralnet August 30th, 2017. Tomas Svesik was the organist, Monica Fella, soprano, Martin Logan, the tenor. The voices were those of the Slovenian Philharmonic Choir and were assisted by the Slovenian Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor was Borut Šmerkar. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Oratorium Nativitas by Damjan Mocnik of Slovenia. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more of the world's great vocal and choral works. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2017.